Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is B'siyata D'Shmai, I believe the ninth shir in the Inyan of Eid Echad, B'tavu Shebe Erva. We've already seen the flows in the previous year. We saw that there are two types of Davar Shebe Erva. There's a Yakum and a Davar. Apishnai Medim, Yakum Davar. So what does it mean, Apishnai Medim, Yakum Davar? That you need two witnesses when? For a Davar, which is a Davar Shebe Erva, which is Bat Smuso, a Davar Shebe Erva, and a Yakar, and a Yakum, which are the dinim that come out of the Davar Shebe Erva. And therefore we saw that a get, the etzem haget, is a davar shebe'erva, that's the davar. So that's the yesod advarim that we saw in the previous shir. And now we're going to go weiter with that. And maybe with that we could be miyashev, the stira, bedivrei ha-toisus, that it'll be kiva egel as, that we saw in the first shir. Because Tosus writes that by a davar shebe'erva, if there's no cheskas iser, an eid echad is naman. That if it's a davar shebe'erva, if there's no cheskas iser, an eid echad is naman. However, we see it comes out by what Tosa says about nida, that by a davar shebe'erva, even if there's no cheskas iser, an eid echad is not naman. So it's a stira, because by nida, we see that even if there's no cheskas iser, because nida's eino becheskas shiroa kol shah, and there's a havamina that nida is a davar shebe'erva, and that's why we need a pasuk to be matir, that davar shebe'erva, which is not becheskas iser, because eino becheskas shetira kol shah. So you see that an eid echad is not naman by davar shebe'erva, even if there's no cheskas iser, and yet we saw from Tosfos that the self same Tosfos that an eid echad by a cheskas iser, an eid echad is believed by a davar shebe'erva if there's no cheskas iser. So it's a stira and tosis. That was the kasha that we saw in the first shir, which was asked by Rabbi Kivega. And that's why it wasn't enough. The Gemara, says two things. It says the davar shebe'erva and a cheskas iser. So Rabbi Kivega learns in Tosfos, it's not enough just the davar shebe'erva, because if there's no cheskas iser, it's okay. It's a mutter. Each one independently is not going to be mevatel the ne'amanus. So memela, you need both. You need both davar shebe'erva and also cheskas iser. And yet you see in Tosfos by Nida that no, even if there's no cheskas iser, davar shebe'erva is still going to be out. So that was the stira that we asked. So now we can say as follows, shebenidon zeh, ibelo eschazek choshev davar shebe'erva. This issue of whether if there's no cheskas iser, it's considered a davar shebe'erva or not considered a davar shebe'erva, harei adavar chaluk. Din banu ladun mitzad dinei isur v'aheter. It would depend. If we're discussing as far as the dina iser v'heter are concerned, harei after lo ischazik mikol mekom kishu shenidam bebeisdin im yesh kan iser ervaim lav dina hu di yev sheshiyakum davar v'yuchor hadina al pishnayim. Even if there's no cheskas iser, as far as iser and heter go, even if there's no cheskas iser, if there's a nidon here in the beisdin, if there's an iser erva or not, so the din is that yev sheshiyakum davar, the thing cannot stand and be decided unless there are two witnesses. But it's not true when the din is not a davar shebe'erva. Ela de etzem ha-maisa v'ha-dovar hu davar shebe'erva. Remember, we said there are two davar shebe'ervas. There's the etzem ha-din v'ma sheyotze mizeh. So if we talk about the din, if there's an is a nidon that comes before the base din about an erva, it's a davar shebe'erva. But let's say the din is in a davar shebe'erva, the etzem ha-mais is, and the davar is a davar shebe'erva. There, it's not considered a davar shebe'erva unless it's ischazik. But if it's not ischazik, it's not considered edus, but davar shebe'erva. If the din that's going to come out, they have to decide a davar shebe'erva, so it's called a davar shebe'erva. But if the din that's going to come out is not considered a davar shebe'erva, just the etim hamais and the dover is a dover sheva erva, that's not considered a dover sheva erva unless it's a chazaka, like we saw in an earlier shir, that unless there's a cheskas iser, it's not even defined as a dover sheva erva. So here we're saying it depends. If a din is going to come out that relates to erva, it's a dover sheva erva. But if the dover bat smuso is erva, then for that you would need a chazaka in order to make it a dover sheva erva. In order that it should be classified as a dover sheva erva, there needs to have a chazaka. It needs to start being a dover sheva erva, and then weiter. There's a chazaka on it. So once there's a chazaka, so that classifies it as a dover sheva erva. Whereas when they're paskining the din, if the din is going to come out of dover sheva erva, there you don't have to have a chazaka because they're going to be paskining about a dover sheva erva. But if the dover ba'atzmo is erva, then for that, in order for it to be defined as a dover sheva erva, you need a chazaka. So therefore, legabe nida, even that if there's no cheskas iser, nevertheless, if it would be considered a dover sheva erva, an eid echad wouldn't be believed. Why? Kevan didina heter dinida habi dover sheva erva. ולפיכך לא פורטה בידו בשבר ולא משום דסחה זה גיסור את האישי. So we're talking about the עצם הגט. So the עצם הגט is a דבר שבר, but that in itself is a דבר. It's it in itself is בעצמו, so the עצם הגט is a דבר שבר. And ממילא, for that, you need a חזקס איסר to classify it as a דבר שבר. Because here, by being made about the get, we're not referring to the din that's going to come out from it later. But with the din that's come out from it later, we never have a problem. We don't need to. So with that was the Torah's Gittin's Kasha. Why is it considered a Dover Sheva Erva? We're only talking about a Shtar. We're talking about a Get. We're not talking about the Gerishin. We're talking about a Get. So the answer is the Get is Be'etzem a Dover Sheva Erva. But in order to be classified as a Dover Sheva Erva, there needs to be a Cheskas Iser. And that's why the Gemara says that there's both. There's a Cheskas Iser. And in addition, there is also a Dover Sheva Erva. And you need the Cheskas Iser to make it into a Dover Sheva Erva. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Dover Sheva Erva B'chla. Like we spoke about in the previous shir. That's how we answered the kash of the Ritvan Rebbe Kiva Eger. But why don't we say, even according to the rabbis, we have a kash here, there's a mute. Let's be samech on the mute. Not only according to Rebbe Meir, we should be samech on the mute of gittin that aren't. That aren't kosher. But even according to the rabbis, because rabbis hold smoch miyut lechazaka lechumra. So the answer is, there's no smoch miyut lechazaka, because the chazaka doesn't tell us anything about the hechsher aget. All this chazik yisura does is it makes it into a dabr sheva erva. And then memela, once it's a dabr sheva erva, so now we have a rov that it's okay, but it's not a kash according to the rabbis, as we saw. Because the rabbis only hold smoch miyut lechazaka together with the meat, you need a chazaka. But here the chazaka is already used just to make it a dover sheva erva. That's all the chazaka does. It creates a matzav here where it's a dover sheva erva. And remeil, all you have left is the rov. Anyway, that's what we saw in the previous year. But here we're using that yisod to explain there's no stirin tosis. In one case, tosis is talking about nida. And in another case, tosis is talking about the get. When you're talking about the etzem haget, here you have to come onto the fact that it's a cheskas iser. There's a cheskas iser on this isha, and memela, since the cheskas iser that classifies it as a dover sheva erva, and memela, you would need two edim. Since the cheskas iser, it's classified as a dover sheva erva, and you need two edim. So that's when Tosfos says that. It's only because there's a cheskas iser that you need to aid him. Because the only way it's becoming a dover sheva erva is because there's a cheskas iser. And that's why you need to come on to the fact that there's a cheskas iser in order to make it a dover sheva erva. Because here we're talking about the get bat smusa. When you're talking about the dover, the davar itself, in order to be classified as a davar sheba erva, there has to be a cheskas iser. That's the only thing, as we saw in the first sin. In the second shir, right, that not everything that's relates to sexual matters is necessarily a davar sheba erva. We saw numerous cases, the third shir, we saw numerous cases where it's called the davar sheba, and the fourth also, where it's called where it relates to erva, but it's not considered a davar sheba erva. So here also, we say that just because it relates to a marriage, it's not necessarily davar sheba erva, only because of the cheskas iser. But that's talking about where the etzem haget, which is a davar. So that davar, in order for that davar, which is the etzem haget, to be considered a davar sheba erva, there has to be a cheskas iser involved. That's why the Gemara says, Rabbi Tosfos holds that you need both. You need davar sheba erva and cheskas iser. But when you're dealing with a nida, there we're talking about a hachra. Is she a neither? Is she not a neither? Is she muteris to her husband or not muteris to her husband? So if would be considered a davar sheba erva, an eid echad would not be believed. If would be considered a davar sheba erva, it's not. But if would be considered a davar sheba erva, not believed, even though it's no cheskas iser. Because it's a yakum. It's going to come out. There's going to be hachra here relating to a davar sheba erva. Since there's going to be hachra relating to a davar sheba erva, a din's going to come out that relates to erva. Mamela, it's considered a davar sheba erva even without a cheskas iser. So that can possibly answer that kasha of Rabbi Kiva Egeh. Here Rabbeinu writes ulai yesh liyashiv. Normally he doesn't say ulai, so he's not so sure about this teretz. Akopanim, this isn't Rabbeinu didn't write these this Torah itself. It was written by his Talmud Mufok, Talmud Naaman. Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, Zechid Tzadik, V'kadosh L'Vracha. U'be'ikar shitas harishayim, that an eid echad is believed by a davar sheba erva with his no cheskas iser. Right, we saw the shita in the Rishonim, that eid echad is believed in davar sheba erva if there's no cheskas iser. So in the Tshuvas, Reb Eliezer and Simen Chav Zayin, Os Aleph, he's Tameya, for what we see in the Tosefta, Perek Gimel, Halacha Hay, and Kiddushin, that if somebody says to a woman, Almanas, Shiyesh li biyad ploini, Af al pisha amar, Ain lo biyadi mikudeshes. Let's say he says that I have something that's being held by Ploni, and Ploni says, I don't have anything of yours. She's still mikudeshes misafe, because maybe there's some sort of conspiracy going on to mess this woman over. So therefore, they're not believed. He's not believed. Cited by the Rush in Kiddushin, Perik Omer Simen Dalad. Now, if we say Eid Echad is believed, why is that Ploni not believed? That there's no kiyum hatanai and the kedushin is batel. There's no cheskas iser of eishes ish. Here we're being done if the kedushin is chal. So how can you hold that an eid echad is believed in davar sheba erva with no cheskas iser? That's the case here. There's no cheskas iser. An eid echad is not believed. Rochosh is for knunya. Val derech zeh mevur ken b'divrei arosh shekasav ba'omer amanas sheyesh li masayim zuz. That if somebody says, on condition I don't have my time zuz, even if he says I don't have, she's mekudeshes misafik, because maybe he changed his mind. He's not so interested in her after all, you know. People can be very unsure, undecisive when it comes to kedushin. I remember once I had a friend who was having trouble deciding. So the psychologist told him there's something with the tree. That you go, the kid goes up the tree. Once his ball gets stuck in the top of the tree, so he climbs up the tree. And then he gets higher, closer to the ball. But he looks down. It's like, it's scary. He doesn't want to hurt himself and fall. So he goes back down. Then he realizes he wants the ball. So he starts climbing up again. And then he looks down again. So he can't get the ball. And he can't get the ball. But he doesn't want to stop trying to get it. He really wants the ball. But he's afraid to climb the tree. So a person wants to get married sometimes. They want it. But then when they get there, it's like, oh, it's too scary. And then they get down from the tree. And that's how many, many, many people live their life, especially in the non-Torah world. Unfortunately, in the Torah world as well, sometimes in our world, people have trouble getting married. Not everybody who's not married is for that reason. Freshtetzach, of course, there are many reasons that people are not married. But one of them is that in certain instances, there are people who are just fearful. Because, you know, frankly, dear friends, it's scary. Anyway, this guy's married. I know that at least one of his children got married. So I assume he's already, it was a while ago, I assume he's already a grandfather. So there was a happy ending. He ended up getting the ball from the top of the tree, and her name was, I'm not going to say. So we see again from the Rush that if he says I'm an asher shli masayim zuz, even if he says that he doesn't have, she's mekudeshes misafek, he's not believed. Shem nischad was vatal kedushin. Maybe he was mischad. He wants to be vatal kedushin. That's why he says he doesn't have. But wait a second. If you hold the davar shebe'erva and there's no cheskes iser and erechad is believed, why don't we believe him? So those are the two rayas of Tshuvas Reb Eliezer, which I think is the sefer of Reb Eliezer Gordon, who is the founder of the Telz Yeshiva, Telz Rosh Yeshiva, father-in-law of Bloch. So, however, says Marena Rabbeinu Hagrachash, HaKohen Reb Chaim, whose Torah that we've been faithfully trying to learn throughout our study of Masechet Gittin, Masechet Kiddushin, and Masechet Ketubot. And hopefully, if God gives me life and health, a long life, because there's a lot to do, Rabbi Isai, hopefully, Bava Basra as well. I have Bava Basra sitting here on my shelf crying out to me, learn me, learn me. So that's mamash a great thing to do, to learn Bava Basra with the Shari Chaim, with Moreno Rabbeinu. It's tzifil gishmak, maod, 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 matok, rabotai, rabotai, morai, rabotai. So, that is the kasha of Reb Eliezer Gordon. However, Reb Shimon Shkop told his Talmud that Adarabba, who's also a Raman, tells the Adarabba Misham Rayel, is also a Raman Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Yochanan, and I believe it was 1929 until the Rabbanim called him back to Europe and said, "We need you back here." And Echad Migdolei Hamashkichim wrote him a letter saying, people are going to think that it's okay to study in YU if you're there as a Rebbe. You're being machshir the Rabbim. That was what he wrote in the letter. Woo, Harif Meod. This is not 2024. Maybe 2024 he would say differently. Maybe not. Anyway, this was 1929. But he ended up coming back to Europe. Other Gedolim called him back. And they said, "We need you here." And, but I think Rav Shimon would have done very nicely in America. He would have been mechanich the Talmidim. Rav Shimon would say, a very moderate type person. He wasn't a kanai, and he was easygoing and loving and caring, and he had a tremendous derech alimut. He could have given over so beautifully to the Talmidei HaYeshiva. So for 1 year, and now anybody who studies in Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Yochanan can take the shiurim off the shelf and study them. Rav Schechter's Shlita's father-in-law actually wrote them down. So he was one of the scribes, so maybe that's connected to the yeshiva as well. In any event, so Reb Shimon said that Adarabba Misham Raya L'Shita Zu, the Icha Shiva K'Davar Shebe Erva. If it's considered a Davar Shebe Erva, Lamali L'Taima De Knunya, U'L'Chashash Adaroitzi Levata L'Kedushin, V'Lavachi Eid Echot Kemanda L'Sedami. U'Mevuar, D'Hayaroi L'Hamino D'Dino Ki Yisurim B'Lo K'Davar Shebe Erva, K'Evin D'Lo Eschazek. So he says it's bechlal not because we don't believe Eid Echad where there's no Cheskes Iser. Let's say you hold, like the other Shita, that Davar Shebe Erva, Eid Echad isn't believed. So if you hold that by Davar Shebe Erva, Eid Echad isn't believed, then here the Eid Echad wouldn't be believed. What do you have to come on to Knunyas for? Knunyas, he wants to be Mevatel the Kedushin, that's why he says he doesn't have the money that he claims that he stipulated the Kedushin upon. Why do you have to go there? Just say Pashut. We're dealing with the Davar Shebe Erva, and Eid Echad is Kamanda Lesa. So it must be that the Tosefta is Mamisha Gavaltik Achap, Shkaich Reb Shimon, not that he needs my Eskama. But Zak Reb Shimon, Be'etzem Eid Echad is Ne'eman, by Davar Shebe Erva with no Cheskes Iser. Just in this case, we have to come on to the reason. The reason he's not believed is because we're Choshish for Knunya, or for some type of conspiracy, and therefore his friend says he doesn't have anything of his friend, right? Reuven is Makadish, the girl, Amanas, that Shimon has something of his, and he says, "I don't have it." Why does he say, I don't have it? Maybe there's some sort of conspiracy. They want to mess the woman over. And she really is married. Or Mary, he says, Almanas, that I have 200 zoos, and he really has it. He says he doesn't. So Be'etzim, we should believe him, which is don't, because Reb Choshish said he was about to the Kedushin. So Tafka Raya, that Eid Echad is Naman for Davar Shebe Erva, if there's no Cheskes Iser. And here there's a side reason why an Eid Echad is not Naaman, and the Hatvarim Me'irim Me'od. And this concludes this series of Shiurim. Of course, there is still Avelt, Avelt Vassizagim. Ish Olam Umlo'ol Kvar Adayin Lomal. As Ana, Yisharu Imanu, Ve'anachnu Nireh Hamshech Nifla'ot Mitorat Hashem Yitbarach, Besimcha Uvetuv Leivav Merov Kol. Toda Rabba 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 Shehe'ezantem.